Okay. We believe in love. Yes. We believe in togetherness. We believe in disco. We believe in house and our house music. We believe in techno. We believe in dance. We still believe. Do you? This is We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
Well, a lot of people got to know that it's not so easy being some famous dancer. I went a whole year getting laughed at. But it's not where you start in life, it's where you finish. I just kept dancing, kept working. People would point and laugh at me, and I just would keep on working. And after a while, I was doing it with the music. I mean, they might be laughing at you today, but tomorrow, they're clapping, they're dressing up like me. I see me when I see you. When I see you out there doing it, I want you to do it your style. That means take my dance and make it yours. Your life just started. You're going to keep growing. You just don't realize it. Don't be thinking going up and say, I'm going to save something for the second round. You might not make the second round. You go out and give it your all. I guarantee you, you're going to get better. Who knows how great you can be? You might be the next Don Campbell. Thank you.
When I was just about 20 years old, I lived a completely different life. I wasn't really a DJ, and the idea that I would ever end up being here now, talking to you the way that I am, would have seemed crazy to me. At that time, I was a dancer, and more specifically, I was kind of a street dancer. And in the year 2000, I went to a thing called B-Boy Summit in Los Angeles. And I was with my friend Amy, and we saw a style of dance for the first time called locking. Now, if you don't know what the word locking means, you have surely seen it done. Maybe on a show called Good Times, where a character named Rerun did a funny dance. That dance was really a lot more serious, and that guy's name actually was Fred Berry, and the dance itself was created by a man named Don Campbellock Campbell. Born in 1951, Don completely innovated the locking dance. He discovered it while studying commercial art at the Los Angeles Trade Technical College and soon took his dance in 1971 to Soul Train. It was a big deal. The dance was strange. It looked a little bit like the Funky Chicken and some other things, and he became a big star on the show until 1973 when he was removed from the program for requesting that the performers be paid. But the dance did not end there. He grabbed his other dancers, who had been pulled for the same reason, and created the crew called the Lockers. This was such an exciting dance, and it went on to change the world, and they appeared everywhere. They were on Saturday Night Live as the first non-musical group to perform on the show. They appeared with everyone: Johnny Carson, Aretha Franklin, Carol Burnett, Roberta Flack, Richard Pryor. It was a total sensation. Amy and I were transfixed, and we loved this dance. And it really went on to change our lives. We got very serious about all kinds of street dance, but Amy became an especially good locker and really fell into the community, and it changed her life. So I was especially sad when I got a note from her yesterday saying that Don Campbell Locke, had passed away. I think that you gotta mention Don Campbell on the show, not just because of his dancing, but because of the influence that locking had on music itself. There are locking songs. I have been thinking about my old dance partner, Amy, a lot. I think we both wish that we were dancing more than we are now, but that's especially true right now for Amy, who is working on the front lines in Kentucky as a pharmacist. She is battling tremendous things in the hospital she works in, as the rest of her family is under quarantine. I just look at that time and I think, how did we get here? How did we go from locking to lockdown? So I wanted to kick off this show with a little tribute to our hero, our icon, Dawn Campbell. You are listening to We Still Believe, and I am the Black Madonna. In the background there, we have Aphex Twin and Moo Kid. But let's kick it all the way off, and I do mean kick, a big lockers kick, with Cameo, and It's Serious.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Black Madonna. We believe. Do you? Madonna. We'll be right back. the Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
In the background, we have another important record for the locking dance movement as we mourn the loss of Dawn Campbell Locke. That is Charles Erland with Betty Boop. And before that, of course, you heard Cameo and It's Serious. Hello and welcome. This show was always important to me, but it's more important to me now than it ever has been. You are currently locked down, probably, and also locked in to the sounds of We Still Believe Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest and all the platters that matter, the Black Madonna, back with an hour of mainly just the greatest music on the planet. And beyond this week, we have some classics, and you may sense a theme coming. This is the Lockdown Special. We started off with a tribute to Dawn Campbell Locke. We have tunes coming from Robin, The Streets, and a remix from Martin Booty Spoon. We've got Chimpo, and we've got Jordan with a live PA. Plus, we round off the show, as we almost always do, with a History of the World selection that comes from no less than DJ Shadow. As we jump back into it with Edwin Birdsong's She's Wrapped Too Tight, another classic for the locking dance movement.
I can't do contact. Can't say it might get ahead of her. when you feel the fever. You know it's not fair. If you're gonna rap a story, please know you didn't. She's just shy and she's looking for a guy, but don't lie about something hot in her face. Hot pizza will be a cold meal. You can sweet, but you can eat. She's a sweet treat. Seems to rap too tight. You might get a shrek.
Okay, here they are. Congratulations to you. Your names, please?
My name's Demita Jo Freeman.
How you doing, Demita?
Hi.
Don Campbell.
Hi, Don. Yeah. Namesake. Demita, how would you explain the dance you and Don were doing?
Oh, well, it's just a combination of the breakdown and a rubber band and many other things.
Camelot.
Yeah, the Camelot.
You're listening to the Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
I had a funny dream and I came to screaming. I was in a funny house, but it was kind of mine. And I was with you, only it wasn't you. It happened in the past, but it was somehow now. It put it into focus, things became clear. I had to plan something, I handed in my notice. Even though to most it looked random, my heart had left, I was just going in tandem.
I smoked one too many cigarettes, I heard one too many lies. I've gambled on too many bets, and lost it all to this life.
I'm packing up my desk, put it into boxes. Knock out the lights, lock the locks and leave. I'll leave one evening and be seen off at a party for my parting in a bar that starts on the early side and ends in the gutter with a fumble with a colleague in a car. No more alarm that barks in the dark with the beeping like darts to the heart. Yes, the maze, it does look deep. The days are over for dozing on my cheek.
I smoked one too many cigarettes, I heard one too many lies. I've gambled on too many bets and lost it all to this life.
I'm packing up my desk, put it into boxes. Knock out the lights, lock the locks and leave. Read the funny card signed by all that was purchased by the person I will always recall. Lock away my labours, steal stationery, a kiss on the lips or a grin and a grip. I had a funny dream and I woke up screaming. I was in a funny house but it was kind of mine. And I was with you only it wasn't you. It happened in the past but it was somehow now. I came to at noon to the tune of a spoon in a mug in the room. But I knew very soon that the mug in the room was the mug yours truly. Cause I never stood up for what I wanted to do.
I smoked one too many cigarettes, I heard one too many lies. And I've gambled on too many bets and lost it all to this. I smoked one too many cigarettes, I heard one too many lies. Gambled on too many bets and lost it all to this life.
I'm packing up my desk, put it into boxes.
Well, folks, that was The Streets with Lock the Locks.
Knock out the lights, lock
you
the
might
locks
be sensing a theme in this show. You are tuned in to We Still Believe on our lockdown special. I am the Black Madonna coming at you from my London bunker through the power of radio. If an hour of lockdown tunes isn't enough for you, please do head to my website, theblackmadonna.com, where you can listen to all my past shows. But we're going to wheel it back to the here and now and take it all the way back with this classic, which popped into mind because, frankly, I watched Shaun of the Dead this week. Here is The Specials and Ghost Town.
This town is coming like a ghost town. All the clubs have been closed down. This place is coming like a ghost town. Bands won't play no more. Too much fighting on the dance floor.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm Jordan. Jordan, maybe you know me as Jordan GCZ.
Anyway,
I've been spending my time in lockdown just streaming some live jams on Facebook. Even if there's like 15 people live watching it, it's like 15 friends in the room with me while I'm jamming away doing whatever I want to feel better. And it's great. You know, I love it. I do a couple of those a day usually. And I started recording them recently, my girlfriend. But I had a gig a couple weeks ago, last gig before lockdown, and the sound guy, he got the virus, so I haven't dared to open my cable bag yet. So nothing synced. Every synth is working independently, and then I'm working independently on the roads and others and noodling around. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, we certainly love to hear from friends on the show, and we were delighted that Jordan GCZ would give us a little taste of his live work sent from isolation in the background. And before that, we have the incredible Robin, my sweetie baby girl, with Dancing on My Own, something that we're all probably doing a little bit of this week. You are probably continuing to sense a theme. You have locked into the lockdown special on the sounds of We Still Believe Radio with yours truly. I am the Black Madonna, and I put on a clean shirt to record this for you. I just want you all to know that. I'm not even in my pajamas today. I would love to hear signs of life from you in these trying times. The hotline is very much open. Please, please, please give us a ring at +447 909 468 207. Please do send messages and voice notes via WhatsApp or iMessage when you're connected to Wi-Fi, and avoid nasty phone charges.
We don't get like this. Spread that cash. To the side, to the side, to the side, spread that cat.
straight out of ISO. 2020, COVID-19, quarantine, making sure it's isolated, maybe stepping out for some fresh air, but I keep them latex things on me, ain't touching nothing. Neoprene face mask stays on. Wishing you and yours, I hopes, serenity, a tranquil mind in these trying times. And the Lord knows these times be trying. But we're in this together. We'll peel out of this one and dance this mess around. I'm sure of it. Till the wheels fall off, as they say. Easy. Spread that cash out, real smooth.
See a Buddhist fool.
We believe in the power of radio. This is the Black Madonna.
In the background, we have Chimpo's edit of Janet Jackson's Got Till It's Gone, and I think many of us are keenly aware of what we had in a way that we were not aware in the past. And before that, we had our good friend Martin Booty Spoon's Spread That Cat, the Steve Poindexter rework. So nice to hear a song about cats. I know many of us appreciate our pets in these times of trouble. That is almost it for this week. I will wrap up the show as I usually do with a History of the World selection. Now, if you are unfamiliar with the series, though I suspect that you are, the History of the World is a moment where we pause to reflect on a record of personal and/or historical significance. And this week, we have one from none other than DJ Shadow, Midnight in a Perfect World. This is a record that I have been thinking a lot about lately because of the way that it was made. Now, if you have not read the 33 and a third book about Introducing, which is his seminal first album, do read it. It tells a lot about the process of how he made it, and so much of it was made in isolation. So much of it was him exploring the interiors of his own mind and the samples that were important to him. And now it's so many of us are retreating into our studios and trying somehow to make something creative, to make lemonade out of lemons. I think about this record and I hope to God that something comes out of this studio that is even a fraction as beautiful as this one by DJ Shadow. Again, this is Midnight in a Perfect World. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Don't forget, breathe deep, drop your shoulders, be kind. think of one another. Stay in touch. I am the Black Madonna, and this is We Still Believe Radio.
But